What's going on today, folks? What's going on? Another podcast. I'm coming to you today on this beautiful weekend. And I want to talk to y'all about the new movie that's out. Shouts out the Black Panther joint. You know what I'm saying? Definitely got to give that a round of applause. You know, and like I said, I'm just happy to see what I'm seeing. You know, I'm happy that, you know, my kids, myself, amongst millions and millions of other beautiful people are able to see, you know, see history, see such a great thing. I'm definitely happy because, you know, there's the producer, black producer, black cast. And, you know, I just like to see, I just love the essence of it all. You know, nothing against anybody else, but sometimes it's just good. It just feels good to celebrate and, you know, see your people in the light. And, you know, I'm just coming today to just shoot the breeze, shed a little motivation as well, you know, and just politic, you know what I'm saying? Now, I know a lot of people out there, some people were actually confused. I know somebody had even mentioned, like, they thought it was actually a movie about the Black Panthers, which I hear they are soon to be greenlighting the biopic for Huey P. So that's definitely something I want to see. I definitely admire that guy. He was one of the originators of the Black Panther Party out there in Oakland in 66 with the good brother Bobby Seale. You know, just to shed a little history on that aspect, but just seeing, you know, where my people have come. I know we have a long way to go, but, you know, from where we originated from, which was, you know, kings and queens. But, you know, hey, I'm here for it, man. I'm here for it. I love it. I'm just hoping that it grosses millions and millions and billions of dollars. But it gives young black kids something to look at and say, you know, I look like this person. You know, I share something with this person on the TV screen. And for once, it's not one of your typical roles, you know, the drug dealer role or the crackhead role or the prostitute role, of which many of our brothers and sisters coming up in Hollywood had to get, you know, in order to get a job, you know, not fully, you know, understanding at that time, because, you know, I'm young coming up and seeing it, but understanding it now, you know, that were the only jobs that they were giving out. So to see somebody with the leading role and the cast is all, I'm like, man, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. And, you know, my kids, unfortunately, I couldn't get no tickets this week because they were all sold out. But my kids, you know, my daughter, she had called me and told me, "Oh, Daddy, I wanna go see it. I wanna go see it, please." I'm like, trust me, we gonna see it. You best believe that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm also gonna just shed light on the Panther Party. I'm gonna have them watch, you know, something so they just don't get the two mixed up. Cause what I don't want is them to think that this is, you know, of course this is, you know, it's Marvel Comics and everything, and this is just the statue of the Black Panther, which I just found out, and I didn't know. Not ashamed that the Black Panther is the Puma. I was like, wow, okay, Puma sneaker. So it makes sense. But I'm just happy, man. You know, I'm happy. I'm happy that they, you know, kids get to see something positive. You know, something that can motivate them to say, you know what, in years to come, if my daughter or anybody else's daughter or my son or anybody else's son wants to become an actor and be in great roles such as, you know, the Black Panther and many other movies that have showcased black people and my Latino brothers too in good, you know, in a good light. I love seeing when it's a good light. I understand certain movies and certain aspects do, you know, if it's a gangster flick or anything of that nature. I can understand, you know, you giving me what was going on in those times and in that area. But after a while, as I got older, you know, it starts to get corny. It starts to get boring. You know, every time I turn on a flick or it's a flick that I like, I see the prostitute, I see the drug dealer, and it's like, man, you can't get no motivation. I mean, you can get motivated off that because you can say to yourself, that's not what I want to do. I want to be like such and such or whomever. And I'm just thankful, man. I'm thankful that I've actually gotten a chance to you know what I'm saying, just see something like that and be around. And I'm actually happy my kids get to, see it and just take it in. Because, one thing I know is that these kids, they listen to us as parents. They truthfully do. But they also look to these entertainers, singers, dancers, the Chris Browns and all of them. And if they're doing something and it's like real big on a big scale, they're more than likely going to kind of just like a pull up with those guys and watch all their videos and everything and kind of just more adapt to them, mainly because of the lights, the flash and everything. I guess it attracts the kids. I don't know. It's a different day and age. Some things back in the day didn't attract me like that. But I also want, my kids to thrive off knowledge. I want them to know that it's more out there. It's a lot more out there than just what you see, what you typically see on TV. And to actually see more celebrities begin to talk up about certain things that are going on in this world, more black celebrities, it's cool. Hopefully this can continue and it can continue on later on down the line. I'm just happy, man. I'm very happy. And definitely gonna go see the flick and support. It's just a great feeling. Definitely a great feeling. When you have something to look forward to. It's like you getting ready to go for a job interview. You got something to look forward to if you don't have a job. So when I see something of that nature and I know I share at least one thing in common, if not two, maybe three things in common with some of these actors. Of course, Michael B. Jordan, being he's from Newark, and I'm from East Orange, New Jersey, so it's not too far, right in the same area. It just goes to show you that, with determination, with the right people around you, and just motivation, you got some kids that come out of the worst situations to become the top key actors or actresses or I mean anything is possible. Anything is possible. I tell my kids anything is possible. You put your mind to it, you listen, you pay attention, you do what you got to do. And if you get with something, you stay committed. Even if you don't want to do it, you finish it out to the end. You just don't give up. Mainly because you might not like it no more, or you may just, not love it no more, but just finish it to the end. So I always want them to complete what they're doing, so they have a sense of completion, not just to give up and quit. But yeah, man, I'm psyched. I'm very psyched. And definitely, I know my brother Al gonna kill me on this one, but I got a chance to listen to the pod, I'm sorry, not the podcast, the Black Panther soundtrack. It's pretty cool. Not what I expected, but it was pretty cool. You know what I mean? I'm still trying to feel my way through it. Definitely a Kendrick Lamar fan. Love the video he did, him and SZA. So definitely showing the Black Queen, just at the rank she should be, the leader of all nations. Just everything comes from the woman, So we gotta do a little bit better. No, not a little bit better, a whole lot better on how we, how we treating our Black queens and how we are raising our young Black queens. And I say this to say this again. I probably talked about this in my past podcast, but when you got young Black sisters coming up, and they see what they see on TV, if you half dressed and it's appealing and you look like you get all the attention, what do you think that young Black sister that's watching the TV is going to do when she gets older? Even if I feel, we all have our own way. We're gonna all live our own paths. We all make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But it's one thing to teach, to just put the bug in the air and say, hey, that's not life. That's not what life is about. That's not what we're here for. I mean, you can entertain, but it's a way how you do things. You know what I'm saying? It's a way how you do things. And back in the day, the original Panther Party, out there, the sisters, such as the Nation of Islam and everything, the sisters cover up. The sisters cover up because they often say that the sisters that are covered are the oppressed. But I've often heard the sisters that walk out here, half dressed, are really the ones that are oppressed. And I just want both sets of my sisters, whether they are, they come out half dressed or they come out all, you got my support. I know what it, not how ha having kids, I see the importance of it now. I back in the day, coming up teenager, you weren't really thinking about that unless you was actually learning it or your father, your mother was teaching it to you, and it didn't dawn on me until I had kids, and I'm just like, you know what, like okay, I have to make better decisions. I have to make sure that I'm letting them know that when they make mistakes, anything, I need to correct them. Let them know that, I got their back no matter what. And it just all goes to show how, when you look at somebody that you can correlate with and you can kind of like, pretty much say, I am this person because we share the same melanin, or we share the same story. I mean, you could be from the ghetto if you want to call it the hood, however you want to label it. And raised by one mother, raised by your father, I mean, raised by your big mom, whatever. If that person that you see on TV and one of your in one a movie that you wanted to go see, and she or he is doing like a great, they're doing like a great movie, and she has a leading role, she's you know she's it's not derogatory, it's not defaming her character, anything. Then that just kind of sits with that young person that's watching it, or even an older person. I mean, you never know. Motivation and inspiration comes at any time. But definitely geared towards the younger generation because they are our next generation. And, it does something to to your psyche. It does something to you. And it just, it feels good. It should feel good. It's just awesome, man. It's just awesome. I'm happy. I'm very happy. And of course, with us changing the narrative as we are doing, things are getting back to the way they were, but they're pushing forward. Of course, we had our inspiration and our motivation back in the day. Our ancestors coming up, and they were thriving and doing things and getting things done for us so that the next generation can have they can have more, they can have more possibilities, they can engage in more responsibilities, they can just have something. You want to leave, I plan to leave my kids with an abundance of knowledge, financially stable, and no debt. I don't want to leave them with no debt. I want to leave them with, an abundance of knowledge so that they know themselves and they love themselves and they can see themselves in such a great light. Because, being that media, the TV is what they keep their eyes on, the tablets and the phones, and they're watching videos. They see these things. They see everything. You may not think these kids see anything, but we once were kids and we saw it too, just like they're seeing it, but it's at a different scale nowadays. I just hope that, I'm doing the right job. I hope that the next father is doing the right job. I hope that the next mother is doing the right job. Aunts, uncles, sometimes kids lose their parents and they have to go live with other families that may have more than one kid. Just doing a good job of protecting the kids and just trying to keep them out as much trouble as possible, because, sometimes you have kids that are, may become jealous of one another, and they don't even know why. Or maybe they do. Maybe they see a kid that with something that they want, and then boom, that right there sparks something. So we just got to do better with teaching them. You know, hey, if that's something you want, just like you see your favorite entertainer, and I tell my son this all the time, your favorite football player, your favorite basketball player, you see something that they want, don't go take it. You know, it's not right for you to go take it. Go work for it. Go work for it and work your butt off. Work to the core so that when you finally get it, you know, one, you'll feel so good about it. You'll feel so accomplished. Like, you know what? You know, through the strength of God, I did this. And of course, you had your core circle where you were able to build off their motivation, and they pushed you and got you to where you are. And you never forget that. You know, you never forget that. And I have some core friends myself that motivate me, that I support. You know, some of them have started off as strangers whom I've never known. And some of them I've known years upon years. And then sometimes, you know, you gotta kind of like remove the ones that don't. You gotta remove anything out of your life that has no purpose. You can try to hold on to it. You can try to teach. You can try to do whatever. But if it's not working and it's just like it's no change, you're wasting your time. You know, you're wasting your time. If you want to get to be to a point where you are one of those individuals where you're on a movie and it's an all black cast, or you are on a basketball team, or whatever you want to do. I told my son, I much rather have you become a judge or a lawyer or something different, you know, because the narrative always was coming up, either you slinging crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot, and you know, or you know, you playing football. Now, mind you, I'm gonna support him in whatever he does, as long as it's positive, and we gonna push forward. But you know, I just want him to do something with his life. I want my daughter to do something with her life. I want to, you know, let her know it's more to life than what she sees on TV. I mean, and I can start with using the tools I've been using, just teaching them. But now I can implement it now even more with something they can relate to because they like the Black Panther. And I can teach them about it. And I can make it fun. Because once you make it fun to learn, man, the kids, they just eat it up. They love it. And I love learning. I love it. And I think it's pretty cool. I pretty much, I'm just going to just, you know, got to leave. You got to leave off on a good note. You got to leave off on a good note, you know? Definitely want to give a shout out to a few people that have, motivated me. I got a couple of people that I follow on Instagram. You know, my homegirl, she got a clothing line out, Fashion Powwow. My homeboy Jay, you know, Change Ourselves. My boy Al, you know, the Say No More podcast. Just shout out to my cousin, actually, Dane. He's over there in North Carolina. He's doing real big things. I'm very proud of him. It's so many, man. So many. Back in my hometown, I'm proud of everybody back in my hometown. My cousin Lana, she's doing her thing. Just to name a few, I know it's a lot. I'm probably forgetting, but you know, blame it on my mind, not my heart. But it's a lot of us doing a lot of good things out here, man. And I love it, man. It's positive. It's motivation. It's within the community. Hopefully, it'll spread out globally, and you know, it'll be as big as the biggest thing it could be. That's just how I look at it. I don't look at it on a small scale, but I look at it on a scale such as, we can do anything. You can do anything you want. You put your mind to it, and you stay with it. And you just you know, you just speak it. You speak it. You know, my grandmother always told me, you know, the tongue is the most powerful weapon that you can have. The tongue can end life, and the tongue can save life. And when you're speaking every day, positive, and it may look a little bleak. It may look a little bleak at times, but you're speaking positive. And it's just like, man, you know, I could do this. I know I can do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just know it. And next thing you know, you are around like-minded people, and man, you already knee deep in your dream. You know, I'm like I said, right now I'm in the process of I'm a podcaster. I remember when I was just thinking about it, and I had my friends told me, man, go ahead and do it. Do it, man. Stop playing. Do it. Just kept asking me, when you going to do it? When you going to do it? And I was like, man, you know what? Boom. Next is going to be, I want, you know, next on my list, I definitely want to be an accomplished author and a motivational speaker. And I'm going to keep speaking it until, you know, until there's no breath in my body. And that's just plain and simple it, man. But shouts out to everybody that's going to see Black Panther this weekend, dressed in your beautiful garbs, you know, just taking in the meaning, you know what I'm saying, of the movie and just enjoying it. Go out and enjoy it. Take your kids, no matter the ethnicity, just go out and learn and take something positive from it. To the youngins, to the young Black kids, I pretty much gear it towards, you know, them, because I myself was a young Black man coming up. I'm raising a young Black man and a young Black woman. So I tend to, you know, gear it towards them, because I just want to see them doing, you know, our next generation doing more positive things. We already got a lot of negativity going on in this world. A little bit of positivity won't hurt nobody. A little bit of positivity never hurt nobody. Again, shouts out to my peoples. Continue to do big things. Of course, I want y'all to know, please go check my boy out, though, man. My boy Al, you know what I'm saying, the Say No More podcast. I'm going to be on his podcast. We're going to be talking about some hip-hop music. You know, that's what, you know, me and my brother do. We vibe out, and we go back to back. We're going to do a little interview. So I'll keep y'all posted on that on my page, Will I Am Rutledge, on the IG jump. Again, I'm signing off. It was just great to get some of these thoughts out today, kind of enlighten y'all on the Black Panther party, and to show and give praise to the Black Panther movie, which is more of a Marvel thing and not with, you know, the Black Panther party. But I'm quite sure that, you know, it's a lot of movies that have integrated the Panther party. And you know, if you get a chance, look them up on Google and check those out. But I'm hoping one day they'll have a biopic of the Black Panther party. But again, I want to salute all the actors, every actor in the movie. Thank you. I'm signing off, guys. Peace.